Senior leadership of the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, on Tuesday, praised Pakistan's response to recent Indian aggression, calling it a diplomatic and military success, and reaffirmed the party's commitment to national unity and the Kashmir issue. At a joint press conference, PPP leaders Nayar Hussain Bukhari, Sherry Raymond, and Nadeem Afzal Chan said Pakistan had demonstrated strength and resolve during the recent three-day standoff, which included the downing of Indian aircraft and drones. Sherry Raymond acknowledged the role of international efforts in de-escalating the conflict, crediting U.S. President Donald Trump and other diplomatic partners with facilitating the ceasefire. "Pakistan remains committed to peace, but will defend its sovereignty when challenged," she said. Nayar Bukhari said India could not unilaterally revoke the Indus Waters Treaty and called for a unified focus on both external threats and internal challenges. He praised the government's response and noted PPP Chairman Belawal Bhutto Zardari's international engagement during the crisis. Nadeem Afzal Chan referred to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's latest address as a reflection of strategic failure, stating it revealed frustration and retreat. He added that Pakistan's unity had countered efforts to sow political division. The PPP reaffirmed its support for the armed forces and called for continued national solidarity on issues of sovereignty and Kashmir. India-Pakistan ceasefire follows escalation, but fragile calm persists. A full and immediate ceasefire between India and Pakistan was announced on May 10 after days of heightened military exchanges that brought both nuclear-armed neighbors to the brink of war. The announcement was first made by U.S. President Donald Trump and later confirmed by Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Tensions flared following an April 22 attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, which left 26 civilians dead. India blamed Pakistan-based elements without presenting any evidence, and Islamabad rejected the allegations. In response, India closed the Wagah border, revoked visas, and suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, moves Pakistan called an act of war. The conflict intensified with India's missile attacks and drone incursions as it launched its Operation Sindoor. Pakistan's military launched Operation Bunyan Unmarsus in retaliation and announced it had downed 5 Indian jets, including Rafales, and intercepted 77 Israeli-made Harop drones.